TD FM.
Where is WATD?
Hey, we're the number one FM station on the South Shore.
We would have not seen anything bad then.
So where is WATD?
We're located at Marshfield.
And welcome aboard to award-winning Nautical Talk Radio. We are the number one nautical radio program. Every week you hear what happened in and on the ocean, in our region, and around the world. We feature the latest scuttlebutt and nautical news. We talk about environmental issues, sea stories, fish tales, Coast Guard activities, maritime history, the boating lifestyle, and local waterfront events. This is Captain Lou, along with Navigator Brad, as we broadcast Nautical Talk Radio program number 970. Ahoy there, Navigator.
Ahoy, Captain.
Just like the Coast Guard is involved with the long-standing tradition of delivering Christmas trees to the needy in Chicago, utilizing the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac as the Christmas tree ship, the Coast Guard is also involved with the Flying Santa program here in the Northeast. It flies, delivers gifts to children of members of the Coast Guard, from Maine to New York. And joining us now on Nautical Talk Radio is Brian Tague, the president of the Friends of Flying Santa. And Brian's going to tell us how the Flying Santa program got started and what it has to do with the Coast Guard. So welcome aboard, Brian. I understand this year Flying Santa will deliver gifts to more than 600 Coast Guard children.
How many years have you been delivering gifts to Coast Guard children?
Well, I've been involved in the program for 20 years. But the tradition of Flying Santa goes back to 1929, and this is the 81st year of Flying Santa flights to New England's lighthouses and Coast Guard stations.
Who supports this program?
We're a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and we take donations from the public. Our helicopters, fortunately, have been donated over the years. We've got Granite State Aviation that supplies a helicopter for our main flight. And we have Evan Weil and Cannon Aviation that supply the helicopter for our Southern New England flight that runs from New York all the way to Cape Cod. And then we have JBI Helicopters of Pembroke, New Hampshire that supplies their helicopter for our Massachusetts flight that goes from Nantucket all the way up to Newburyport.
You mentioned that it started back in 1929. Maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about how the tradition got started, why you're doing it today.
Sure. Well, it started by a float plane pilot up in Maine by the name of Captain Bill Winkapaw. And his job was to fly supplies around to the different islands and occasionally pick up people that were sick or injured and fly them to hospitals. And back in the early days of aviation, one of the tools they used for navigating was the beams of lighthouses at night. So he got an appreciation for what the lighthouse keepers do and their families, one Christmas he decided he'd do something to brighten up their holiday, and he put together some packages of books, magazines, coffee, candy, and things like that, and he went around to about half a dozen lighthouses and dropped the packages on the islands, and they were very well received by the people that lived there, and Captain Winkapaw decided, well, this is something that we need to expand on, and so every Christmas, up until his passing in 1947, Captain Winkapaw would go around to these lighthouses throughout New England. And he was eventually joined by maritime author Edward Rowe Snow, who expanded the flights even more and continued to do those flights up until his passing in 1982. And now we continue to do them today because of the U.S. Coast Guard crews are out there and the families that support them. So, we get together all these toys and we get the names and ages of the Coast Guard kids throughout New England. And we make our trips out and have Santa deliver toys to them.
It's fantastic. Of course, in days of old, they were delivering the gifts to lighthouse keepers, and now most of the lighthouses are no longer manned. So tell me, how are you reaching out today? How are you distributing the gifts?
What we do is we get the names and ages of the children of the Coast Guard crews, whether it's a Coast Guard boat station or an AIDS navigation team or a Marine Safety Office. We'll get the names and ages, and we'll put together our lists and distribute them at these locations. Now, some of them, like you said, they're not active lighthouses or manned, but they are either Coast Guard housing or attached to Coast Guard boat stations. So they make a perfect gathering point for the kids to come out and see where their parents work and see Santa in his helicopter.
What's the schedule this year?
Well, Saturday, December 4th, we were supposed to do our flight to Maine and New Hampshire, but because of the forecast for inclement weather, we've had to postpone that till Sunday, December 12th. So our first flight of the year is going to be Sunday, December 5th, and we'll be flying down to Jones Beach, New York, and making our way from there to lighthouses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, before finishing up the day at Nobsco Point Light down on Cape Cod. And then next Saturday, we'll do our mass flight, and that'll cover lighthouses from Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Cape Cod, all the way up to Newburyport.
And again, when you say lighthouses, you're really going to be visiting the Coast Guard stations?
Yeah, it's a mix. Some of them, you know, like when we do Martha's Vineyard, that's West Chop Lighthouse, which is now Coast Guard housing, but there's still a lighthouse there. And then Brand Point on Nantucket is a Coast Guard station. And then over to Chatham Light, which is a lighthouse and a Coast Guard station. And then up to Highland Light up in Truro, which is a lighthouse. So it's kind of a mix, and, you know, we just to make things simple, we just call them lights. But it is a mix of lighthouses and Coast Guard boat stations.
I'm speaking with Brian Tague. He's the president of the Friends of Flying Santa. And, Brian, if somebody wanted to make a donation to the Friends of Flying Santa, do you have a website?
We sure do. That would be flyingsanta.org, and there's opportunities there to make donations online or print out a form where they could mail it in. And while they're there, they can check out thousands of photographs from the past year's flights, going back to the 1930s with the Winklevoss and Edward Rowe Snow right up until the present.
The kids must be thrilled when they see Santa. When Edward Rowe Snow and Bill Winklevoss, did they ever get off out of the helicopter?
Well, for the most part, they were airplane flights up until the late 70s, early 80s. The only early helicopter flight was in 1946 when Edward Rowe Snow had chartered a helicopter, especially to go back to deliver a doll to Seaman Ponsard, whose doll had broken during the airplane drop the year before. So he chartered one of the first helicopters and flew down from Boston to Martha's Vineyard. And he landed, and he got out, and he hand-delivered a brand-new doll to Seaman, and she remembered that for a long time to come, and actually joined us a couple of years ago on one of our flights and returned to her childhood home out on West Chop.
And today, do you get out of the helicopter? Do the kids actually see a Santa Claus in full garb?
Oh, sure. We certainly do. We actually have three gentlemen that put on the Santa suit. We have Chief Warrant Officer Thomas Guthline of the Coast Guard, Chief Warrant Officer retired Dave Waltrip, and joining us this year is Senior Chief Dave Considine. And these gentlemen do a fantastic job performing the role of Santa, and they get out of the helicopter and call out each child individually and hand deliver a gift. And we probably spend about half an hour, 40 minutes on the ground at each location, depending on the number of kids. But it is an up-close and personal visit with Santa, a little different from the days gone by when it would just be a plane flying past and a package being thrown out the window.
It's a wonderful thing you're doing, Brian. Congratulations for keeping the tradition alive.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for coming aboard Nautical Talk Radio, and Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Lou. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.